Hello, I'm Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill radio pastor for the day. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "Whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him turn away from evil and do good." Now, what is evil? Well, anything outside of God's will is evil. And there's only one basic reason why we can, may, or do on occasion disobey the commands of Jesus, of God, expressed through the words of our Bible directly inspired by Him. Why do we sometimes pick and choose when and for our benefit and His glory? Well, maybe this is the biggest reason. It's because some of us imperfect humans don't always have heartfelt confidence that obeying will bring more blessings than disobeying. And maybe just as often for some, they do not yet hold hope fully in God's promises. Sadly, then, it may also mean sometimes even those calling themselves Christians do not always trust God. Listen, the words, "I don't trust God," are not something any believers will openly admit or say. But if we do not do what God says consistently or even on occasion, isn't that life action or lack of action saying the same thing? We're kind of saying, "Sorry about that, God, but times have changed," or "Sorry, Jesus, but doing what you say would be inconvenient or make me less acceptable or less popular, or I can't get ahead in my career or make more money if I do what you say. Sorry, Lord, but doing what you say will take me out of my cultural comfort zone. You can't be right, God. I'm probably more capable than you to decide how life should go." Sadly, it's all true to some extent, right? When we do what God says we shouldn't, or don't do what He says to do, ultimately, we are saying, "I don't trust you, and I know better than you do, God." So we're not fully living up to our claim to love God, love Jesus, and trust Him if we are not at least fully considering every word of God in Scripture as true, believable, worthy of understanding, and pursuing life application. So here's a promise from God that we can ignore, not believe, or right now decide that much more to believe and trust and live in. 1 Peter chapter 3, starting at verse 9, "Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to do this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him turn away from evil and do good." Peter, following Jesus, is not ashamed to motivate obedience to hard commands, like not returning evil for evil, with the promise of greater joy. "Bless those who revile you, that you may obtain a blessing." And count amongst any blessing the greatest one of all, that a God can bless you in grace with eternal life in His kingdom of heaven, life in the perfection of the absence of sin. Do you want to enjoy better life right now, and because of Jesus' grace, glorious, perfect life in God's radiance later? Then turn away from evil. Joy for all eternity awaits you. Our eternity starts each next moment, and each moment can be infused with Jesus, God's blessings. Thank you for listening. I'm Pastor Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York. It's been my privilege to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day.